高三英语高考练习四。
1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Is it true that you can't take this medicine?
Well, it works okay, but the side effect is really strong.
Question. Why doesn't the woman take this medicine?
2. Excuse me, sir, I want to complain about the milk. When I opened it at home last night, there was a bad smell.
Oh, I am terribly sorry about that. I will take care of it right away.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. It's been raining since Monday, but clear weather is forecast for tomorrow.
Really? It's great because I always play golf on Thursday and I like to have good weather.
Question. When did this conversation probably take place? 4. I think you'd better find another partner. I love table tennis, but I don't think I'm improving.
Look, Tom, it's still too early to quit. Nobody expects you to be a superstar. Just keep going and you'll get the hang of it.
Question. What does the woman mean?
5. Professor Lee's paper seems to go on forever. I am barely able to stay awake.
What? It's very important for the mission we are going to carry out.
Question. What does the man imply?
6. What time did the football match kick off yesterday?
Well, it was supposed to kick off at 5:45, but it was delayed for 30 minutes.
Question. What time did the football match kick off yesterday? 7. What size do you need?
I am not quite sure. I wear a 5.5 or 6 in Europe, but a 7 in Canada. But I think I need a 7.5 here.
Question. What size does the woman wear in Europe? 8. I heard that only 20% of part-time jobs in the town are advertised. The other 20% are filled some other way.
Really? Then maybe I need to change my job search techniques.
Question. What can be inferred about the woman?
9. Hello, this is Kathy. I'd like to make a reservation for 7 people at 6 this evening.
No problem, Kathy. Party of 7 at 6.
Question. What is the woman doing?
I forgot to wear a mask this morning when I went to the supermarket.
Oh my God, you can't be careful, too much, especially in the time of coronavirus.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? 2. Directions. In 2, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the questions you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Many years ago, I attended a workshop of leadership that lasted around 6 weekends. The lecturers were amazing people who had so many interesting stories and experiences to share with all the participants. On the fourth weekend, the instructors announced that we had a new teacher who had just finished his master's degree. He was going to cooperate with the seminar, which was a very important part of the entire course. Right now, I can close my eyes and vividly recall the scene as if it were happening in front of my eyes. In fact, it is a memory that has accompanied me for quite a couple of years. Every time I think of it, it amazes me how things can turn around in an unexpected way. The new teacher was standing next to the whiteboard when he was introduced to our group. My first impression of him was of an ugly nerd whose life was one of loneliness. I felt uncomfortable by his presence because I thought his lecture was going to be boring and fruitless. Nevertheless, this man turned out to be an incredible lecturer with a sharp memory who knew how to take the audience's breath away while he was speaking. After this first meeting, I was full of admiration for the nerd. So were most participants. We became good friends, and then he was kind of a mentor to me. He once told me that he knew he was an ugly guy, but he didn't care whatsoever. I knew it was his inner beauty, his intelligence, and his being a people person that determined his success in all he did. Sometimes when I observe people on the subway, I can easily identify that what is probably preventing us from looking the best we can could be our lack of self-awareness. If we love ourselves, beauty will undeniably shine through and we will become the best version of ourselves. Please listen again. Many years ago, I attended a workshop of leadership that lasted around 6 weekends. The lecturers were amazing people who had so many interesting stories and experiences to share with all the participants. On the fourth weekend, the instructors announced that we had a new teacher who had just finished his master's degree. He was going to cooperate with the seminar, which was a very important part of the entire course. Right now, I can close my eyes and vividly recall the scene as if it were happening in front of my eyes. In fact, it is a memory that has accompanied me for quite a couple of years. Every time I think of it, it amazes me how things can turn around in an unexpected way. The new teacher was standing next to the whiteboard when he was introduced to our group. My first impression of him was of an ugly nerd whose life was one of loneliness. I felt uncomfortable by his presence because I thought his lecture was going to be boring and fruitless. Nevertheless, this man turned out to be an incredible lecturer with a sharp memory who knew how to take the audience's breath away while he was speaking. After this first meeting, I was full of admiration for the nerd. So were most participants. We became good friends, and then he was kind of a mentor to me. He once told me that he knew he was an ugly guy, but he didn't care whatsoever. I knew it was his inner beauty, his intelligence, and his being a people person that determined his success in all he did. Sometimes when I observe people on the subway, I can easily identify that what is probably preventing us from looking the best we can could be our lack of self-awareness. If we love ourselves, beauty will undeniably shine through and we will become the best version of ourselves. Questions 11. Why didn't the speaker respect the new teacher at first? What made the speaker change his attitude towards the new teacher? 13. According to what has just been heard, what can we learn from this story?
14 through 16 are based on the following talk. While assessment gets most of the attention, Its feedback can transform a student's learning. Studies have shown that when feedback is predominantly negative, it can impact students' performance and achievement. But when it's given with sensitivity, when it explains what the student is doing, not only incorrectly but also correctly, then productive learning happens. So how can I, as a teacher, impact my students' learning through effective feedback that is both positive and negative? One of the ways I do this is to use the feedback sandwich technique, which is compliment, correct, compliment. I also think it's important to concentrate on one ability at a time. In other words, giving feedback in bite size. When only one skill is critiqued rather than the entire piece of work, it has a far greater effect because, for the student, correcting one error is far more achievable than trying to understand and correct many errors at the same time. Come the next lesson, I focus on other corrections. There's also another technique that, when used on a regular basis, helps me provide quality feedback. That technique is asking myself three questions. What can the student do? What can't the student do? How can the student be better? These questions keep me focused on the good and the bad and help me give feedback that keeps my students on target for achievement. Please listen again. While assessment gets most of the attention, its feedback can transform a student's learning. Studies have shown that when feedback is predominantly negative, it can impact students' performance and achievement. But when it's given with sensitivity, when it explains what the student is doing, not only incorrectly but also correctly, then productive learning happens. So how can I, as a teacher, impact my students' learning through effective feedback that is both positive and negative? One of the ways I do this is to use the feedback sandwich technique, which is compliment, correct, compliment. I also think it's important to concentrate on one ability at a time. In other words, giving feedback in bite size. When only one skill is critiqued rather than the entire piece of work, it has a far greater effect because, for the student, correcting one error is far more achievable than trying to understand and correct many errors at the same time. Come the next lesson, I focus on other corrections. There's also another technique that, when used on a regular basis, helps me provide quality feedback. That technique is asking myself three questions. What can the student do? What can't the student do? How can the student be better? These questions keep me focused on the good and the bad and help me give feedback that keeps my students on target for achievement. Questions 14. According to the speaker, what does negative feedback influence? What does feedback sandwich technique consist of? 16. Based on the talk, how can we keep students on target for achievement? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Helen, what are the media skills which today's media literate person needs to have?
Well, John, we know that to be media literate, we need to be able to critically consume media.
That's right.
But we also need to be able to create media and speak to the media in any format.
Okay. So that means being just as comfortable tapping on your keyboard as being in front of a camera.
Correct. It means being equally comfortable creating your own social media video or blog as being interviewed by someone else for their video or blog or news report or whatever.
We could say then that a media literate person of the 21st century also needs to be able to blog, interview,
be interviewed, podcast, webcast, and host multimedia conferences. And it doesn't matter who you are or what you do. To be successful today, you need to reach and speak to many people.
And the way to reach them is through media.
Right.
But some might say that it's not for everyone, that you have to have a natural talent for people to want to watch and listen to you.
Oh no, you can learn to speak to the media. It's just training, like most things you learn.
And practice.
Yes. The more you practice in front of the camera, the better you'll come across and the more watchable you'll be. Just like you, John.
Well, I have been doing it a long time.
My point exactly.
But it's more than just being in front of the camera, as you said. It's also about creating media for others to consume.
Yes. It's no longer about just evaluating the media you read, listen to, and watch. Being media literate today is also about making media, as you do, John. You blog, podcast, and interview. So, in effect, you're just as much of a 21st century media literate as I am.
I guess so. Thanks, Helen.
Please listen again.
Helen, what are the media skills which today's media literate person needs to have?
Well, John, we know that to be media literate, we need to be able to critically consume media.
That's right.
But we also need to be able to create media and speak to the media in any format.
OK. So that means being just as comfortable tapping on your keyboard as being in front of a camera.
Correct. It means being equally comfortable creating your own social media video or blog as being interviewed by someone else for their video or blog or news report or whatever.
We could say then that a media literate person of the 21st century also needs to be able to blog, interview,
be interviewed, podcast, webcast, and host multimedia conferences. And it doesn't matter who you are or what you do. To be successful today, you need to reach and speak to many people.
And the way to reach them is through media.
Right.
But some might say that it's not for everyone, that you have to have a natural talent for people to want to watch and listen to you.
Oh no. You can learn to speak to the media. It's just training, like most things you learn.
And practice.
Yes. The more you practice in front of the camera, the better you'll come across and the more watchable you'll be. Just like you, John.
Well, I have been doing it a long time.
My point exactly.
But it's more than just being in front of the camera, as you said. It's also about creating media for others to consume.
Yes. It's no longer about just evaluating the media you read, listen to, and watch. Being media literate today is also about making media, as you do, John. You blog, podcast, and interview, so, in effect, you're just as much of a 21st century media literate as I am.
I guess so. Thanks, Helen.
Questions 17. What should a media literate person today do?
How does media help people become successful?
19. Why does the woman think the man is good in front of the camera?
20. What do the two speakers have in common?